Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
I want to update you on the end of February totals. On GCR, the total amount of expenditures at the end of February was $2,023,834.45. GCR revenues year to date to the end of February was $2,572,218.15, putting GCR's balance at $5,664,108.44. Other funds at the end of February, road and bridge, and this includes road and bridge trust, is going to be the revenues came out to be $1,815,559.47. Expenditures $923,962.17, putting their total amount at the end of February at $12,966,757.65. The sewer revenues came out to be $1,486,082.43. The expenditures is going to be $1,648,633.55. The total in the sewer at the end of February is $74,639.37. As of now, the only budget in GCR that is under 75% of expenditures is going to be the elections fund of 103, which is at 71.8%. Does the commission have any questions?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 458-266 through 458-349, warrants 7366 through 7374, and one transfer.
Can you read the warrants again for clarification?
Checks number 458-266 through 458-349, warrants 7366 through 7372, and one transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for March 2nd, 2020, regular session minutes and executive session minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 2nd, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 2nd, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't.
I didn't actually see executive, but I knew.
She just handed it to me when I got down here.
Oh, okay. I just assumed if you looked at it, you did that assumption. You're not supposed to,
yeah,
but I did.
Yeah.
There's not much news. Notice of renewal, janitorial supplies, number 20-0, to four maintenance. And then we have a series of these.
Do you guys have any questions on any of this?
I think Renee's checked to see that all the companies that they deal with are on that, and they were correct.
Yes.
Renee, do you have any comments you want to make? Or you... Okay. Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Aspen Chemical and Supply LLC in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Botcher Service and Supply in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Dispose and Save and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Hilliard Incorporated and Taney County.
Between who?
Hilliard Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Industrial Soap Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And move to approve Harrison Grocer Company, Incorporated, doing business as Pippin Wholesale Company, move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Harrison Grocer Company, Incorporated, doing business as Pippin Wholesale Company in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Harrison Grocer Company, DBA Pippin Wholesale.
I'm not seeing it. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Addendum Agreement for Janitorial Supplies, number 20-018, Maintenance.
So R.J. Cool acquired chemical, paper, and janitorial supply of Landry, of Laundry Solutions.
Yes.
So we just need to do an addendum to have a contract with them. Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for janitorial supplies by and between R.J. Cool Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Fire testing renewal number 20-021, Maintenance.
Move to approve the fire test renewal between Johnson Controls and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agreement for Mini Excavator, number 20-022, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated March 5th, 2020, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has reviewed the agreement by and between Fabric, Caterpillar, and Taney County, and approves the agreement as to form.
Devin, are they shipping it to us, or?
Yes.
They're shipping it to us here?
Yes, to the barn location.
Delivering into the hands of the transportation company, either at their place or at the manufacturer's place.
They have a transport company that'll pick it up at Fabic Caterpillar in Springfield and deliver it down to our our Road and Bridge barn. They don't have their own truck. So.
And it'll be insured, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Make sure you check on that for us.
Do you have any idea how long after you make the agreement, sign everything before you receive it?
It's sitting there ready to be shipped as soon as we get all of our contracts done.
Move to approve the agreement for mini excavator buying between Fabic Caterpillar and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Agreement for animal control disposal services. Number 20-025, animal control. I have a letter dated March 5th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has reviewed the above reference agreement by and between Family Pet Memorial Gardens Incorporated in Taney County and approves the agreement as to form.
It's pretty much the same agreement that you've had all along.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing's changed.
I like it when there was no price increases.
Pardon?
Because I like it when there's no price increases.
I do too.
Especially for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Move to approve the agreement for buying between Family Pet Memorial Gardens Incorporated in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning. Sandra Smart with the University of Missouri Extension and Missouri State University SBDC. Willow was not able to be here this morning, so I'll just briefly share on the second page of her report. The Taney County 4-H partnered with OTC, Table Rock, and MSU to provide a hands-on career awareness workshop for 7th grade students in our area. My understanding that there were over 200 students in attendance that were able to try out the different sessions, including construction, HVAC, and then the medical field. And on the business consultant page, we're offering marketing classes this month and next month in Branson. Had a QuickBooks Online class last month at the Branson Chamber and received positive feedback on the information from that training.
When you're doing it online, can you tell how many are on there?
So the online for the QuickBooks, it's actually the program QuickBooks Online.
Okay.
So
you had at the chamber?
At the chamber, yes.
It's actually there?
At the chamber.
Okay.
All of the training that we offer right now is going to be in person
Okay.
So we have members, and the training members are anywhere usually from 4 to about 28 to 30 participants. Mm-hmm.